I cannot sleep. Hear the shepherd's words, the angel's message, and arise to a sound unfamiliar, the triumph of joy.
This season we've been talking about the dimensions of Christmas Christian faith. This morning we're talking about joy. First week of Advent we talked about the length of our hope. How long can hope last based on all the candles around the Advent wreath there. The second week, the depth of God's peace. Deep enough to go all the way down to the depths of our hearts. Last week we talked about the breadth or the width of God's love. And this morning we want to talk about the height of God's love, of God's joy. Our joy today. We're going to be looking at the great Christmas carol, the great song, hymn, Joy to the World. In his book, Gospel in Hymns, Albert Bailey said that, just imagine, a little man, 5 feet high, a large head, bigger, with a huge powdered wig, a hooked nose, small piercing eyes, a frail, sickly body. That was the illustrious Reverend Isaac Watts, dissenter, Congregationalist, preacher, poet, and hymn writer. It was a beautiful and accomplished young lady once fell in love with him through the beauty of his poetry, having never seen him. Upon seeing him, however, she declined him in her most gracious manner and added, with no doubt the best of intentions, "Mr. Watts, I only wish I could say that I admire the casket as much as I admire the jewel." Pretty plain talk. But young Isaac Watts took it sweetly, and the two remained good friends for more than 30 years. Isaac Watts never married. Isaac Watts was born in 1674. At the age of 4, he learned Latin. At the age of 8, learned Greek. At the age of 11, learned French. And at the age of 13, learned Hebrew. He became pastor of London's Mark Lane Church. Contemporaries of Isaac Watts include the King James Version of the Bible, 64 years earlier, translated. John Bunyan, perhaps you've heard of him and his writing in 1684, The Pilgrim's Progress. Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels, another clergyman. Voltaire, Infidel. Wesley's, all John and Charles Wesley. Isaac Watts was a sickly man. In fact, the Lord Mayor of London invited him to come and stay with him for a week, and he ended up staying for 36 years until he died at the age of 74. Here on this estate, he composed over 600 hymns, including such beloved hymns as Come We That Love the Lord, or also known as We're Marching to Zion. Also, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Alas, and Did My Savior Bleed. And Joy to the World. The words written by Isaac Watts. Music by George Frideric Handel. The Messiah was arranged by a Presbyterian minister in Massachusetts, Lowell Mason. This morning I want to look at this classic hymn comparing with the scripture text that it's based on. I would invite you to turn with me to Psalm 98. Psalm 98 is really the inspiration for Joy to the World. If you follow along through this message this morning, you'll get more out of it because I'm going to be taking it verse by verse and looking at Psalm 98. It's on page number 935 in your pew Bibles, if you turn to it there. But listen as I read and follow the theme of joy to the world. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm has worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. You have a green bulletin insert also that contains some sermon notes, outline, fill in the blanks. We're considering the number 7 this morning. Think about 7. Sesame Street might say this morning's message is brought to you by the number 7 and, well, whatever. 7 notes make a perfect scale musically. 7 days make a complete week. 7 colors make a full rainbow. So as we take our cue from Psalm 98, 7 points make a perfect sermon. Or pretty good, well, a sermon outline. Joy to the world, the height of our Christmas joy. The first note is a note of wonder. A note of wonder in verse 1a, we read, sing to the Lord a new song. For He has done marvelous things. Joy to the world, we sing the wonders of His love. In fact, in the last verse, the wonders of His love, the wonders of His love. 4 times, the wonders. The word wonder, marvel, ponder, be in awe of the fact that God so loved the world that He has done wondrous things, especially in Christ's incarnation. God became man. Imagine, a baby. How do you cram all that God into a tiny little baby? Max Lucado says. It's marvelous. It's wondrous. Mary, in Luke chapter 1, says she wondered at the angel Gabriel's greeting. The shepherds in Luke 2 were amazed at all that they had seen and heard. And all of Bethlehem town was filled with awe at what the shepherds told them. Mary in Luke chapter 2 treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them. I wonder if we have lost the childlike wonder of Christmas. We go through Christmas every year. The joy of Christmas is born out of the wonder of Christ's incarnation. This note of wonder leads us to a note of power. Verse 1b, the second half of Psalm 98:1 says, "The Lord has done marvelous things by His right hand, and His holy arm has gotten Him the victory." That's the King James version of it. Joy to the world, the last verse says, He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love. Don't miss the point. This tiny baby in the manger is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This infant lowly is the Father's right-hand man. Right hand being symbolic of strength and power. The right hand of God, the symbol of God's power. His right hand has gotten Him and us the victory. The miracle of Christmas is that God has made all of us losers into winners. The joy of Christmas is God's power revealed, to lift us up, His power to save us, His power to hold us, His power. The third is a note of mercy, a note of salvation. A note of mercy, a note of salvation. Verse 2, the Lord has made His salvation known. Verse 2 of Joy to the World, Isaac Watts says, Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. It is the Savior who has come to us. Remember the angelic announcement to Joseph, name Him Jesus, for He shall save His people. In Matthew chapter 2, from their sins. Jesus, or Yeshua, literally means Jehovah saves. He is now the Savior. This angelic announcement to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. We, as human beings, have lots of needs. Need for sustenance, to eat and to drink. Need to be loved and to love. But our greatest need is the need of a Savior. The need of God's mercy, salvation by God's grace. Salvation from our sins, for all of us have sinned. Remember David in Psalm 51, after he had sinned, the sin of adultery with Bathsheba, King David prays, restore to me the joy of my salvation. The joy of my salvation. Being saved from sin brings joy to our hearts. The gospel of God's salvation at Christmas time, good tidings of great joy, is that God is a God of mercy and salvation for us sinners. The fourth note is a note of faithfulness. A note of faithfulness in verse 3a in Psalm 98. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. Isaac Watts picked up on that in verse 3. He comes to make His blessings flow. All of God's blessings flowing down to His people. The purpose of Christ coming there in Bethlehem was to fulfill all of God's covenant promises. Promises made to Abraham, to Moses, to David. All the Old Testament prophets are now fulfilled. These promises are fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus is living proof that God keeps His promises. For great is His faithfulness. Isn't it awesome to know that God is always faithful so we can have joy at Christmas? The fifth note is a note of grace. Psalm 98 verse 3, the second half says, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. The scope of God's plan for salvation goes beyond Bethlehem to all the whole earth. The extent of God's amazing grace is it reaches out to the whole world, all the ends of the earth. Just as the universal curse of Adam's sin there in the Garden of Eden extends to the whole world. The original sin of Adam became the origin of sin in the human race. Remember back in Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says to Adam, God said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree which I have commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you. You will eat of the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. The consequences of sin's curse has impacted the entire human race, all throughout human history, the whole world. All of us. But the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Christmas gospel, the gospel of God's grace, is the scope of God's saving grace, so that it extends to all humanity, over the whole world, throughout all of human history,
For as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God. That's grace. His gift. The gift of God that we might be saved. Our highest joy this Christmas, the height of Christmas joy, is that Christ has reversed sin's curse in our lives by His amazing grace. The sixth note is a note of praise. In Psalm 98, sing to the Lord a new song, praise, verses 4 through 8. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst in jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets. Isn't it great that we have trumpets today just to fit in with this song? We didn't plan it. I mean, God planned it. A blast of the ram's horn. Anybody playing mellophone ram's horn? No. Okay. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord in praise. Resounding seas, rivers clapping, mountains singing. Joy to the world. The Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Let our praise be filled with joy this Christmas, for all the earth is praising Him. All of God's creation has come to worship Him. The last note, the seventh note, is a note of hope. Verse 9, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Isaac Watts writes, He rules the world with truth and grace. Let the earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. He has come. He is come. In wonder, power, mercy, faithfulness, grace, praise, and hope. And He's coming again. Let earth receive her King, our stable-born Savior, our soon-coming King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Jesus? If so, you have joy, the highest joy. Let's close our service singing Joy to the World. Let's stand together and sing and praise the Lord using this classic Christmas hymn. It's not just Christmas. Joy to the World. It's number 246 in your hymnals. In response to God's Word, His love, His mercy, His grace. Let's sing and praise. Joy to the World.
Sorrow, nor thorns infest the ground.
wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
By the way, you're all invited to come on down to Norcross Hall. We have refreshments. You guys can stick around and have breakfast with us. We have a half an hour for the next service. Are you guys sticking around for the next service? Not to put you on the spot or anything, but anyhow.
Review our contract.
Okay, we'll double your salary. Okay, anyhow, y'all come. Now receive God's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forever. Amen.